Then I saw in my dream that Christian seemed to be in deep thought for a while, during which Hopeful added, "Be of good cheer, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole." And with that, Christian cried out with a loud voice, "Oh, I see him again, and he tells me, 'When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee.'" Then they both took courage, and after that the enemy was as silent as a stone, until they had crossed over. Presently, Christian found ground to stand upon, and then the rest of the river was shallow. Thus they crossed over. Now on the bank of the river on the other side they saw the two shining men again waiting for them. "We are ministering spirits," they said, "sent to minister to those who are heirs of salvation." And thus they went along toward the gate. Now the city stood upon a great hill, but the pilgrims climbed that hill with ease, because they had these two men to lead them and to lean upon. Also they had left their mortal garments behind them in the river. Therefore they went up with much agility and speed. Though the foundation upon which the city rested was higher than the clouds, they climbed up through the air, talking happily as they went, comforted because they had safely crossed the river and had such glorious companions to accompany them. Now look how the holy pilgrims ride. Clouds are their chariots, angels are their guide. Who would not here for him all hazards run, that thus provides for his when this world's done? They talked about the magnificence of the place with the shining ones, who told them that the beauty and glory of it was inexpressible. "There," they said, "is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the company of angels, and the spirits of just men made perfect. You are going now to the paradise of God, where you will see the tree of life and eat of its never-fading fruits. And there you will have white robes given you, and you will walk and talk every day with the King all the days of eternity. There you will never again see such things as you saw when you were upon the earth, such as sorrow, sickness, affliction, and death. For the former things are passed away. You are now going to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob, and to the prophets, men whom God has taken away from the evil to come, and who are now resting upon their beds, each one walking in his righteousness." Christian and Hopeful then asked, "What shall we do in the holy place?" And the answer was, "There you shall receive comfort for all your toil and joy for all your sorrow. You shall reap what you have sown, the fruit of all your prayers, tears, and sufferings for the King along the way. You shall wear crowns of gold and enjoy the constant sight of the Holy One, for there you shall see him as he is. There also you shall serve continually with praise, shouting, and thanksgiving him whom you desired to serve in the world, though with much difficulty because of the weakness of your flesh. There your eyes shall be delighted with seeing, and your ears with hearing the pleasant voice of the Mighty One. There you shall enjoy your friends again, who have gone before you, and there you shall with joy receive everyone who follows into the holy place after you. There you shall be clothed with glory and majesty, and shall ride out with the King of Glory, when he comes with the sound of trumpets in the clouds, as upon the wings of the wind. You shall come with him. And when he sits upon the throne of judgment, you shall sit beside him. And when he passes sentence upon all the workers of iniquity, be they angels or men, you shall have a voice in that judgment, because they were his enemies and yours. Also, when he returns to the city, you shall return too with the sound of trumpets and be with him forever." Now as they drew near the gate, a company of the heavenly host came out to meet them. And the other two shining ones said to this company, "These are men who have loved our Lord when they were in the world, and who have left all for his holy name. And he has sent us to fetch them, and we have brought them thus far on their desired journey, so that they may go in and look their Redeemer in the face with joy. Then the heavenly host gave a great shout, saying, Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. At this time several of the king's trumpeters also came out to meet them. They were clothed in white and shining raiment, and made even the heavens echo with their loud, melodious sounds. These trumpeters saluted Christian and Hopeful with 10,000 welcomes, and this they did with shouts and the sound of trumpets. This done, they surrounded the two companions. Some went before and some behind, some on the right hand and some on the left, to guard them through the upper regions. It was as if heaven itself had come down to meet them. Thus they walked on together, and as they walked, these trumpeters, by mixing their joyful and continual music with looks and gestures, signified to Christian and his brother how welcome they were into their company, and with what gladness they had come to meet them. And now the two men were in heaven before they even came to it, caught up in the sight of angels and the sounds of their melodious notes. They could see the city itself now, and they thought they heard all the bells ringing to welcome them. But above all were their warm and joyful thoughts about their own dwelling there with such company forever and ever. What tongue or pen can express their glorious joy? And thus they came up to the gate. Now when they reached the gate, they saw written over it in letters of gold, Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Then I saw in my dream that the shining men told them to call at the gate. And when they did, Enoch, Moses, Elijah, and others looked from above over the gate, to whom it was said, These pilgrims have come from the city of destruction because of their love for the king of this place. And then each of the pilgrims handed in his certificate, which he had received in the beginning. These were then carried in to the king, and when he had read them, he said, Where are the men? When he was told, They are standing outside the gate, the king commanded that the gate be opened, that the righteous nation, said he, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Now I saw in my dream that Christian and Hopeful went through the gate, and as they entered, they were transfigured. They had garments put on them that shone like gold. They were also given harps and crowns, the harps to praise, and the crowns as tokens of honor. Then all the bells in the city rang again for joy, and they were told, Enter ye into the joy of your Lord. I also heard the men themselves singing with a loud voice, Blessing, honor, glory, and power be to him that sitteth upon the throne, and to the Lamb, for ever and ever. Now just as the gates were opened for the men, I looked in after them, and I saw that the city shone like the sun. The streets were paved with gold, and on them walked many men with crowns on their heads, palms in their hands, and golden harps with which to sing praises. There were also those who had wings, and they answered one another without ceasing, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And after that, they shut the gates, and with what I had seen, I wished myself among them. Now while I was gazing upon all these things, I turned my head to look back, and I saw Ignorance come up to the river. But he soon got across without half the difficulty which the other two men had encountered, for it happened that there was then in that place one called Vain Hope, a ferryman, who helped him over with his boat. So Ignorance ascended the hill to the gate. Only he came alone, for no one met him, with the least encouragement when he arrived at the gate. He looked up at the writing above it, and then he began to knock, assuming that he would quickly gain entrance. But the men who looked over the top of the gate asked, "Where did you come from, and what do you want?" He answered, "I have eaten and have drunk in the presence of the king, and he has taught in our streets." Then they asked him for his certificate, so that they might show it to the king. So he fumbled in his coat for one, and found none. Then they said, "Have you none?" And the man answered, "Not a word." So they told the king, but he would not come down to see the man. Instead, he commanded the two shining ones who had conducted Christian and Hopeful to the city to go out and bind Ignorance hand and foot and take him away. Then they carried him through the air to the door that I had seen in the side of the hill and put him in there. Then I realized that there was a way to hell, even from the gates of heaven, as well as from the city of destruction. And I awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Now, reader, I've told my dream to thee. See if thou canst interpret it to me, or to thyself or neighbor, but take heed of misinterpreting, for that instead of doing good, will but thyself abuse, by misinterpreting evil ensues. Take heed also that thou be not extreme in playing with the outside of my dream, nor let my figure or similitude put thee into a laughter or a feud. Leave this for boys and fools, but as for thee, do thou the substance of my matter see. Put by the curtains, look within my veil, turn up my metaphors, and do not fail. There, if thou seekest them, such things to find, as will be helpful to an honest mind. What of my dross thou findest there? Be bold to throw away, but yet preserve the gold. What if my gold be wrapped up in ore? None throws away the apple for the core. But if thou shalt cast all away as vain, I know not, but 'twill make me dream again.